earnings and unemployment, a clearer measure of job realities on the ground, the so-called underemployment rate, which includes discouraged workers and those working part-time who want full hours, rose to nearly 23%, implying nearly a quarter of Americans experienced a job hit. One particular group of lower-paid workers, leisure and hospitality employees, such as those in restaurants and hotels, declined by 7.65 million, almost half of total employment in that sector. The Labor Department said the unadjusted unemployment rate in April would have been almost 5 percentage points higher if unemployed workers had properly classified themselves rather than marking down that they were employed but absent from work. Furloughed workers accounted for about 4 out of every 5 unemployed Americans. The data showed average hourly earnings rose a massive 4.7% from the prior month and 7.9% from a year earlier, more than double March's pace. But those figures were skewed higher by the disproportionate loss of low-wage workers from payrolls rather than any wage pressures boosting employee pay. The labor force participation rate fell to 60.2%, the lowest since 1973, which was 62.7%. Among prime age men, those ages 25 to 54, it dropped to a record low of 86.4%. Almost every industry was hit hard. Manufacturers cut 1.33 million positions, and retailers cut 2.1 million. Even healthcare jobs fell by 1.44 million as non-COVID visits and elective procedures dried up or offices closed. Trump, who's polling behind the presumptive Democratic nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden, said Friday that the massive U.S. job losses from the coronavirus outbreak aren't a surprise and that he shouldn't be blamed for it. While the pandemic has crushed economies around the world, job losses hurt more in the U.S. than in most other developed nations. That's because about 160 million Americans get health insurance through their employers, and without jobs, they could face steep monthly premiums or lose coverage entirely, which may exacerbate the economic and health impact of COVID-19.